So I invite you to close your eyes and to just suspend time in this moment so that you are now giving yourself some self-care. And that self-care right now in this moment is enhancing that connection you have with the soul energy part of you. We're about to receive a message from Kryon. And Kryon is a group, an entourage that is entangled with our soul. So many of you say, I feel Kryon is speaking to me personally, directly. How can that be when there are many of you? And this is where Kryon says, the many are the one. And so in this oneness of the many, let us now receive the message from Kryon.
Winter is coming. Really. Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. What does that mean? And what does the change in the climate mean to you? And which direction is it going? All right. This year was officially measured as one of the most warm years on the planet for those who measure. And that would not say anything about winter coming now, would it? So for many years, when we talk about the change of Gaia, for many years, I have given you a message that to most is laughable. For those who would watch this right now, what is Kryon going to say that would ever justify the idea that it's going to get colder? Dear ones, we talk about change. This is the fourth in a series of four about the changes going on the planet. This one specifically is about your weather. It's about Gaia. It's about the beauty of the way life is sustained and created. Now, what has that got to do with the weather? Let me tell you. The planet sustains life, your life, the foods in your ocean, all of the things that you need to survive, and it does it with one attribute, and it's called cycles. And the cycles are often the cycles of cold and warm. Humanity has not been here very long, not really. When you take a look at the age of the planet, the gyrations the planet has been through in order to be in its calm state now, humanity just arrived. If you had a clock of 12 hours, and it all represented the lifetime, I would say, of the planet, well, humanity got here about 3 seconds ago. And so you really have not had time to experience many cycles. This planet's cycles are cycles within cycles. There's large ones, there are intermediate ones, and there are short ones. And those who start to study the cycles do it the best way they can by going into that which perhaps is the tree rings, the ice cores, anything that will show them the geology that happened on the planet and when it happened. And these are literally the tools one would need to see what has happened in the past with the weather of Gaia. Dear ones, I'm here to say yet again, there is a weather pattern that this planet has seen before. And it's not necessarily a pattern that you have been measuring since you've only been measuring for a few years. Humanity may have been here for thousands of years, but those who keep records, that hasn't been very long. So you sit here thinking you're an authority on weather because you can predict it and see it from space. But there has not been a great deal of emphasis on the cycles. If you start talking to those who know about the cycles, they'll give you a story. Winter is coming. The cycles on this planet, even without humanity present, have gone from warm to cold, warm to cold, warm to cold. And it is an attribute of sustaining life so it can regenerate. I've said this before. If you are a keeper of fish, if you are one who enjoys the fish tanks of salt water and fresh water and beautiful fish and the things that make it so beautiful, and you have it in your home, you know there is an attribute of the keeping of fish. At some point, you have to change the water. You can't change the water on the earth, but it needs something in order to reboot it, you might say, in your language, to refresh it, you might say, even to have it start again, you might say. Humans don't like that. They don't like to see things disappear or be destroyed, but they always see it recover. And this is the cycle of Gaia that you have not understood at all. Without humans here, the cycles appear, and they have attributes that are data-driven. You can see them. You can study them. One of the attributes is a hot and cold cycle. But the interesting thing about that is, in order to have the cold cycle work correctly, there is immediately before it a warming cycle. You're in that warming cycle. Now, those around you who don't want to tell you necessarily about the cycles of the planet will tell you that the planet is going to overheat and you're in trouble, and that is the entire story. They also will tell you that you've caused it. Dear ones, you have caused pollution. That has made this happen, this warming cycle, worse. But I'll tell you something that is extremely controversial, and that is this. You didn't cause the warming cycle in total. It would have happened without you here. Stop polluting this planet. I say that the planet will recover. You may not. Stop polluting this planet. In love with Gaia, you all are. But there's far more for you to know than this. This Gaia, this planet, this beautiful system will recover even if you're not here. So let's stay here, you might say. Think about what you're pumping into the atmosphere to make this worse than it would have been. Controversial? Yes. Some of you will see it, some of you will not, depending upon how long you live, but I am telling you that this will eventually turn into a cold spell. A time of cold on the planet like not before. Not an ice age. A mini ice age, you might say, where it gets colder and colder. Now, why am I, Kryon, wanting to tell you about your weather? How does that fit in with anything that Kryon teaches? And I'll tell you now. It's a common theme. And here is the theme. You are going to need to produce heat in order to survive in your cities, in your homes, in your villages, in a way you have never had to create it before. And in order to do that, you're going to have brand new ways of creating energy for the heat. Ways that will not pollute the earth. Some have called it free energy. It's not free. There's always a push and pull in any physics. But there are some energies that are always there, no matter what you do, for you to use. Gravity, for instance, is one of them. There are rules of gravity. What comes up must come down. Therefore, it is what you would call a neutral energy in that you can't necessarily use it in the way you would like to because it's not that free. Magnetics is another one that it seems to be a neutral energy. The pluses and the minuses all equal to zero eventually. And yet, I will tell you, dear ones, that that will be the answer. There is a way to use the magnetics in very clever, clever ways in order to get around some of the physics problems that are being seen. And then you will have that which is energy produced with magnetic engines, with motors. Some of them use a piece and a part, perhaps of battery power, perhaps only to get them started or to push them a little more. And then the magnetics that are creating the energy then will charge up those batteries to do it again and again. There are so many ways that this is going to take place. I have asked my partner to show them to you as they appear on the planet, to also to show you when someone comes up with wonderful new ways of creating electricity, even in the standard form, but with great savings. This is why you need to know this, because winter will eventually come. Again, there are rolling of eyes. Well, I don't see it yet, Cryon. No, you don't. And that is the point, dear human being. If you had kept records for a few thousand years and you had the data, you'd know it. You'd see it. Oh, here comes another cycle. I invite some of you to start studying the indigenous in cold climates. In this country, the country that my partner lives in, talk to the indigenous of Alaska, for instance, and see what they say in their writings, perhaps, their songs, their wisdom, and the things they've left behind for you to see. They talk about the coming and the going of their glaciers. They recede, they come back, they recede, they come back. The indigenous have seen the cycles. They have written about it. They have songs about it. They have shown it to you. And here you sit wringing your hands that a glacier is receding. I think they would have a good time with that, dear ones. It's time to see that Gaia is larger than you think, and that the cycles it goes through are for you. So you will have subsistence. More than that, you'll have a sustainable food source as long as there's humanity here. Done with the cycles of Gaia. There's more on this for you to see. More science will start to be revealed. But this is the way of it. Prepare for cold. Laugh all you want. There'll come a time when you will say, oh, I think Cryon was right. And so it is.